But he shipped me off before. A Thesprotian cutter chanced to be heading for Dulichion, rich in wheat. But he showed me all the treasure Odysseus had amassed, enough to last a man and 10 generations of his heirs, so great the wealth stored up for him in the king's vaults. But Odysseus, he made clear, was off at Dodona then, to hear the will of Zeus that rustles forth from the god's tall leafy oak. How should he return, after all the years away, to his own beloved Ithaca, openly or in secret? And so the man is safe, as you can see. And he's coming home soon. He's close. Close at hand. He won't be severed long from kin and country, no. Not now. I give you my solemn, binding oath. I swear by Zeus, the first, the greatest god. By Odysseus's hearth, where I have come for help, all will come to pass. I swear exactly as I say. True, this very month, just as the old moon dies and the new moon rises into life, Odysseus will return. If only, my friend, reserved Penelope exclaimed, everything you say would come to pass. You'd soon know my affection, know my gifts. Any man you meet would call you blessed. But my heart consents the way it all will go. Odysseus, I tell you, is never coming back. Nor will you ever gain your passage home, for we have no masters in our house like him at welcoming in or sending off an honored guest. Odysseus, there was a man. Or was he all a dream? But come, women, wash the stranger and make his bed, with bedding, blankets, and lustrous spreads to keep him warm, till dawn comes up and takes her golden throne. Then tomorrow at daybreak bathe him well, and rub him down with oil so he can sit beside Telemachus in the hall, enjoy his breakfast there, and anyone who offends our guest beyond endurance, he defeats himself. He's doomed to failure here, no matter how raucously he raves and blusters on. For how can you know, my friend, if I surpass all women in thoughtfulness and shrewd good sense, if I'd allow you to take your meals at hall so weather-beaten, clad in rags and tatters? Our lives are much too brief. If a man is cruel by nature, cruel in action, the mortal world will call down curses on his head while he is alive, and all will mock his memory after death. But then if a man is kind by nature, kind in action, his guests will carry his fame across the earth, and people all will praise him from the heart. Wait, my queen, the crafty man objected, noble wife of Laertes' son Odysseus, blankets and glossy spreads, they're not my style. Not from the day I launched out in my long-oared ship and the snowy peaks of Crete went fading far astern. I'll lie, as I've done through sleepless nights before, many a night I've spent on rugged beds afield, waiting for dawn to mount her lovely throne. Nor do I pine for any footbaths, either. Of all the women who serve your household here, not one will touch my feet, unless perhaps there is some old retainer. The soul of trust, someone who's borne as much as I have borne. I wouldn't mind if she would touch my feet. Dear friend, the discreet Penelope replied, never has any man so thoughtful of all the guests in my palace come from foreign parts been as welcome as you. So sensible, so apt is every word you say. I have just such an old woman, seasoned, wise, who carefully tended my unlucky husband, reared him, took him into her arms the day his mother bore him. Frail as the woman is, she'll wash your feet. Up with you now, my good old Eurycleia. Come and wash your master's... Equal in years. Odysseus must have feet and hands like his by now. Hardship can age a person overnight. At that name, the old retainer buried her face in both hands, burst into warm tears, and wailed out in grief, "Oh, my child, how helpless I am to help you now! how Zeus despised you more than all other men, God-fearing man that you were. Never did any mortal burn the old thunderer such rich thigh-bones, offerings charred and choice, never as many as you did, praying always to reach a ripe old age, and raise a son to glory. Now you alone he's robbed of your homecoming day. Just so the women must have mocked my king far away when he'd stopped at some fine house, just as all these bitches, stranger, mock you here. And because you shrink from their taunts, their wicked barbs, you will not let them wash you. The work is mine. Icarius's daughter, wise Penelope, bids me now, and I am all too glad. I will wash your feet, both for my own dear queen and for yourself. Your sorrows wring my heart. And why? Listen to me closely, mark my words. Many a wayworn guest has landed here, but never, I swear, has one so struck my eyes, your build, your voice, your feet. You're like Odysseus.